This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' ruckus over the remarks of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met for the day, opposition parties including the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister. Some protesting members also trooped into the well. Amid the pandemonium, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till 2 p.m.
सभा की कार्रवाई आज 2 बजे तक के लिए स्थगित की जाती है.
Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the House met for the day. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs over the remarks of Mr. Shah and other issues. Opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others raised slogans against the Home Minister. The Chairman urged for order in the House, but in vain.
Nothing will go on record. Nothing will go on record. We can't allow the country to be plunged in anarchy. Honourable members, we cannot allow the country to be plunged in anarchy. The House stands adjourned to meet at 2 p.m. today.
The BJP MPs today staged a protest outside Parliament accusing the Congress of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The party members carrying placards raised slogans against the opposition over the issue. Talking to media, former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur alleged that the Nehru-Gandhi family always disrespected Dr. Ambedkar. He also alleged that Jawaharlal Nehru himself conspired against Dr. Ambedkar to make him lose elections and forced him to quit politics. Opposition parties also continued their protest in Parliament House complex on Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others joined the protest. The government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary, Anurag Singh Thakur, Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCBSP's Supriya Sule, among others. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024. BJP MP Pratap Sarangi was today injured in the Parliament House complex amid protest and counter-protest by ruling BJP and opposition. Talking to media, he alleged that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, pushed an MP who fell on him, after which he got injured. He added that he was standing near the stairs when Mr. Gandhi came. Meanwhile, Mr. Gandhi has said when he was trying to go inside Parliament, BJP MPs were trying to stop him. He alleged that he was pushed and threatened by them. He observed that this was the entrance gate and they have the right to go in. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 terrorists have been killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist encounter with security forces in South Kashmir's Kulgam district this morning. An army spokesperson said 2 soldiers also suffered injuries and have been evacuated for medical care. Last night, the cordon and search operation was launched in the area on the basis of specific input about the presence of terrorists. Security sources said as joint forces approached the suspected place in Kader village, the hiding terrorists fired indiscriminately, triggering a fierce gunfight. The army spokesperson said the identity of the killed terrorists is being ascertained. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security meeting this evening with special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha will also attend the meeting, which is being held in New Delhi. And with that, we end this news bulletin.